Hey everybody, welcome to the holiday show. Today is December 14th and it is National Monkey Day. I am Alex.
Justin here.
Emily.
Julia.
How are you all doing today? It is, like I said, Monkey Day. A celebration of all things simian.
I love Monkey Day. I don't want to brag, but I was born in one of the years of the monkey. In my zodiac, I guess it's not a zodiac. Is it zodiac? What is that calendar
Chinese
called?
Zodiac.
Okay.
Right?
So I'm Year of the Monkey, 1992 baby, and I feel like very like special connection with today because I get to celebrate me and all my other 1992ians.
I'm off by one. So sad. What is your favorite type of monkey, or the monkey that represents you the most, Emily?
The monkey that represents me the most? That's a really hard question. I actually don't know the name of the monkey that represents me the most, but I met them in, there's like this monkey mountain in Japan that I went to.
Whoa.
And it was so cool. It was so cool. We went and you climb like so many stairs. You feel like you're just donezo, and then you get to the top of this mountain overlooking a city, and the whole mountain is just covered with like free roaming monkeys in this monkey sanctuary. And I cannot remember the name of them for the life of me, which is
the
super
Japanese macaque monkey.
Yes.
Oh wow.
And they're
great name.
So cute. And they were just like, you could feed them and they'd walk up and hang out with you. And it was a really like good time. So I feel like I identify with those monkeys the most, 'cause those are the only monkeys I've ever like hung out with like in real life, instead of just seeing them in a zoo setting where like they're behind the glass or the bars, and I get sad because I want the monkeys to be free. Oh, but there are also monkeys. Sorry, I'm really taking up a lot of airtime right
Go
now.
For it.
But there's also monkeys that live in like in Florida, and that people would get as pets,
okay,
and
loose.
They release them. So there's like bonobos and like a bunch of other different types of like little monkeys that have just through the pet trade world like escaped and moved into the Everglades, and you can see some sometimes around Tampa where they're just like all over the place, and it's really really cool to see a monkey when you're just like kayaking down the river and you're like, that's not supposed to be here, but it is.
Wait, for real though, have you ever been on the skunk ape tour in the Everglades?
No.
It is phenomenal.
Were you on a fan boat?
I did also do that, but this is different. There is a skunk ape museum in the Everglades.
Can you please explain what a skunk ape is first?
Absolutely. The skunk ape is basically the equivalent of like the Yeti of the Everglades. And
okay.
Or Bigfoot?
Or Bigfoot, yeah.
Okay. Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
What are other names?
All names that relate to this. And now that I know that there are monkeys in the Everglades as well.
Makes more sense.
What I'm wondering, is actually if people think they're monkeys, but really they're just baby skunk apes.
Oh,
yeah.
Baby Bigfoots.
Baby Bigfoots.
That are just worse at slinking around.
Yeah. Yeah.
They
haven't been trained
that.
Yet.
I'll have to keep an eye out.
I mean, you
those.
Should.
But and I probably wouldn't see them once they get good enough to be caught as a...
Do they run those tours late into, or, you know, in the middle of December? Maybe next year we should plan a tour.
Wow, that would be
good. It was still pretty warm when I was home for Thanksgiving.
Ugh,
I mean, it was
so
cold,
jealous.
But it was warm cold. It was like 65. It was actually kind of the perfect day.
I would
that
call
was
that warm.
Great.
It's
I mean, it's freezing when you
She's
don't have,
Florida.
Yeah, when you don't have, like, jackets.
Yeah, but we're all from New England now. That's warm.
Well, you're still
when
from
can
where
you
you're
say
from,
you're
right?
from somewhere? Yeah, I think you're from.
If you live here 24/7, you're from here.
No.
What?
No.
You're
no,
from
no,
where
no,
you're
no.
from.
I'll
I think
never
it's
be from here.
Wherever you identify spending the most time.
Yeah, but you're acclimated
in your
to
childhood.
The weather.
In
That's
your childhood.
Yeah, you're right. I'm definitely acclimated to the weather now, and I shouldn't be whining about it being 65. It's just when your house is like damp and doesn't have heat, and then you wake up and it's 45 in the morning.
So real.
And you're just like shivering. Anyway. We don't have heat.
That's much colder.
You don't have heat?
No, it's why would we have
in
heat
Florida.
In our house?
Yes.
Okay.
You just put
Sounds
on more
bad.
Blankets and get like little space heaters.
Okay.
Which I also do here too, along with my normal heat. So.
Whoa.
It's cool.
Speaking of blankets in space here, well, this is too off topic, I guess, but that dragon costume thing is super warm.
Yeah, I'm so glad.
Do you want to explain the dragon costume for our listeners?
So we were at a Friendsgiving event several nights ago. We had a Yankee swap, and the gift that I walked away with was I want to describe it as a onesie, but it really isn't. It's more of a cape, I guess. Mm-hmm. How would you describe this? It was a dragon costume of sorts.
Yeah.
It was like a blanket with feet. Like, if you've ever seen those little baby towels that you try and you want a toddler to like wear the towel, and they don't really get it, so you just give them little hand things so they pretend to be your critter.
Right, and it had a hood. Anyway,
you could get them for monkeys.
It could be a good disguise for the gators in our swamp monkey or whatever.
The skunk ape?
Skunk ape tour.
Come on, Alex.
Was there any other details to the skunk ape tour? I'm sorry. I'm still just very curious.
I don't really recall fully, but you should just do the tour yourself. And by you, I mean we, when we go to warm Florida to visit Emily.
Yeah.
This preferably in February or March when we're losing our minds up here.
We're not doing it on Monkey Day next year?
You're right.
I mean, we could do it earlier. I don't mind.
We could do both. We could do February and Monkey Day.
I wonder if there's a Skunk Ape Day.
Ooh, we should look that up because we should definitely be celebrating it if so.
We love holidays.
Sorry, I just went on a mental tangent. There's, so in Disney, there's skunk apes in Disney. In Florida, there's skunk apes. Then I'm thinking, Disney, do they have any cartoons or monkeys, or am I, like, totally spacing?
Well, I've been thinking about this entire day, which I don't think is Disney-related, because PBS is not Disney, but Zaboomafoo.
Ooh, lemur. Yes.
The monkey of my heart.
Lemur.
Obsessed.
So cute.
So cute.
Lemur.
I'm sure I learned so many lessons.
Is a lemur not a monkey?
It's a simian.
Alex, do you need to refresh yourself on the Wikipedia page of Monkey Day? Lemur is explicitly considered adjacent to monkeys.
It is adjacent. Yes.
Yeah. It's adjacent, but it's
to be celebrated on Monkey Day.
All right, we're celebrating Zaboomafoo, the little leaping lemur who likes to bounce and play.
Wow.
Good.
That was so well said.
Yeah. We are celebrating him right now.
And his friends, the Krat Brothers, Joe and the other one.
How do you remember? You really remember this?
Julia brought it up. I thought she was going to be throwing out the references.
No, I have no reference.
Well, they had their first show, Kratz Creatures, that I think
got canceled. Stop.
Oh, my God.
And then Zaboomafoo came along. Same guys, but with Zaboomafoo.
I do remember they had really silly jokes at the end. Is that a different show? Alex?
They probably had an end credit bit. I don't remember. No.
And his memory stops.
That's the end of my memory.
No, but I mean, those were good times. Well, Disney monkeys, I don't know.
Yeah, the monkey in Aladdin, whose name I don't remember. It was Aladdin's friend.
Abu.
Now I'm thinking of scary monkeys.
Wizard of Oz.
Literally just thinking that, yeah.
Oh, that's so sad that they probably villainized monkeys for so many people.
So many. Ooh. Yeah.
I actually never saw Jungle Book. What's the monkey in Jungle Book?
King Louie? Cousin Louie?
King
Louie. Gee, Cousin Louie, you're doing real good.
Whoa.
I'm the king of the jungle. Be happy.
Spot on.
Keep going. My hand is up, and that's what's bothering me. And then there's like all the little monkey people. But in the new Jungle Book, they made him like this giant.
Oh, jeez.
Like, because he calls him Cousin Louie, but I think in the new one they call him King Louie. Mm. I think he is the king of the monkeys. So it's technically not wrong. But the new movie, he's like ginormous, and it's really scary. And orangutans aren't going to get that big.
So what would be your favorite or maybe most iconic movie monkey? And I'm going to start with King Kong.
Oh.
Yay or nay?
I never think about King Kong, but now that you say it, I guess that's an iconic movie monkey.
I didn't love it.
There's also the apes in Planet of the Apes.
I've never seen any of these movies.
Still villainized.
Yeah. There's the movie Congo.
There's Curious George.
Oh.
Yes. And that, the Curious George store just shut down.
What?
In Harvard Square. It's gone.
I find it fascinating that store ever existed.
Also true.
I thought we were celebrating, Justin.
Yeah. I know, just the... How much Curious George gear
can they... I thought Curious George was more of a literary...
there's a movie, I'm pretty sure.
There's
like, I feel like it has Matthew Broderick or something like that.
There's definitely movies.
Oh, I believe that there probably was a movie made, but yeah, my first association is literary. Fair. Yeah.
Well, you are a reader.
Oh, that's me. Reading away. Gotta get to my 1,000 words a day.
If someone handed each of you a monkey and was like, this is your new pet, how would you feel? What things would go through your head?
What kind of monkey is it? Is it Boomapoo or is it...
It could be any kind, I would say.
I would only be thinking about the woman that had her face ripped off by the monkey.
Oh, uh-huh.
That's all I would think about.
What?
Whoa.
Sorry, guys.
Don't bring the mood down on Celebrate Monkey
not
Day.
Not great.
Look, they are wonderful creatures, but they are not pets.
Hey, the little ones are.
Yeah.
Well, bonobo babies
they grow up and they rip your face off.
But
that's
why
you release them into the Florida Everglades before they get too big.
Yeah, right?
No.
My grandma, supposedly, when she was like 10, acquired a monkey as a pet. And I don't think it lasted very long because there aren't a lot of stories about it. But
the monkey probably lived a while, maybe.
I mean, I think it like didn't go well. Like, I think the monkey probably destroyed the house and then...
I do think it would be tough to keep a monkey, especially, like, I'm looking at my apartment because that's where we are, and I don't know where a monkey would go.
Yeah, I mean, it would be
a long time. I obviously just Googled it.
Right.
Yeah.
And monkeys live to be, like, between 20 and 40 years.
Wow.
Old.
Yeah. 40 years.
It's a commitment. 40.
Wow. That's a long time.
Yeah.
That's way too much commitment. I'm sorry. That's like, I don't want to, no, I'm not going to say it. It's going to make it sound gross.
Wow.
Like, that's like a lifetime, like, marriage-long commitment.
Yeah. But what if it was like your soulmate monkey?
Like, the best pet you could ever have?
The best pet you could ever have.
What if it was Zaboomafoo?
Yeah, let's go off of Zaboomafoo. Zaboomafoo's a pretty perfect monkey.
He was great.
Right. I don't know. Well, one, getting an apartment lease would be tough.
You're right.
Like, really
tough. No monkey claws in those.
But they probably don't. Yeah, which maybe would help.
What if it's just like a small child? Like, you say, put it in a hat and a trench coat and you say, this is my small, hairy child, Zaboomafoo. Can we live in this apartment?
I don't know. They would, like, never, like, you can train them, I guess, but they never, like, I mean, monkeys are really smart.
Yeah,
I don't
you can train
this
sign
really
language.
Hard.
Jane Goodall told us that. And she's smart.
I feel like we're still gliding over the face ripping part.
Zaboomafoo was a nice monkey. Lemur.
What kind of monkey was it?
I Google it.
Alright, you do your own Googling over there.
Okay, so this isn't
feel bad I opened up the Google wormhole.
This isn't a monkey, but it's sort of monkey adjacent in terms of pets. But once I was at a festival and there was a guy trying to get my mom and I to buy a sugar glider.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like they could have a similar personality, but just much smaller and less destructive.
They're really cute. They just, like, sleep a lot from what I remember. One of my friends in middle school had one.
Whoa.
And I think those live a lot less time, I believe, and they live shorter lives, and they also can catch human colds from what I remember being told.
The
which, again,
babies.
Don't quote me on that, but I've heard they can catch colds.
So I Googled a sugar glider, and the first thing that came up was PETA saying don't have them as pets. So
yeah, that makes sense.
What does it say about chimpanzees?
I didn't look that part up, but I'm sure that they're also anti-chimpanzee pet.
Yeah.
As they should be.
Yeah, I mean, then there's also just the pictures. Notion of, like, should we have animals as pets? Mm. I mean, it's something to think about.
All right, well, that's a topic for Should We Have Pets Day. Let's get into that another time.
But monkeys. Great
hey,
animals,
hey, we're
just
the monkeys,
in general.
And people say
oh,
monkey
I love
around.
The monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Such a good
what
band.
What cultural touchstone.
I'm just trying to bring us on to another topic.
What does the phrase monkey see, monkey do mean?
That means you copy the behaviors that you see in others.
I never hear that one in my day-to-day life.
Well, if you see somebody doing something that you want to do, just say that and do whatever it was.
I'll say, I'm going to monkey see, monkey do that.
I feel like it comes up in parenting a lot.
I think that's true, yeah. It's more of a you be chiding a rival parent who's doing something bad.
Right. Or what about horsing around versus monkeying around?
I think horsing around is more destructive and monkeying around is more playful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. Or, sorry, there's so many things named after monkeys. I really don't even know. Monkey bars?
Mm-hmm. What is a monkey? Oh, monkey bars.
Monkey bread?
I was thinking like a candy bar.
Where do they get alcohol? In the jungle.
Oh, monkey bar. LOL.
Julie and I were both like, what are you talking about?
PG brain. I broke my arm on the monkey bars. I was not a monkey. I was in kindergarten. I was weak.
You broke your arm in kindergarten?
Were you celebrating Monkey Day when that happened?
You know, it could have been. Yeah. I mean, I was too young to really, like, understand time and calendars. So I didn't pay attention. But honestly, the universe probably did tell me that day, you should try the monkey bars today because it's Monkey Day.
Now, would you say that advice was good?
So, no, I wouldn't say it was good, given the sequence of events thereafter. But, yeah, I mean, I got a cool cast. It was yellow. So that was good.
Like a banana, which monkeys eat.
What? Whoa. Coincidence? I think not.
No, the doctor was like, we got to put a yellow cast on this. It looks like a banana. It's hilarious.
Related to bananas, literally just yesterday read an article that there was a banana nailed and duct taped to a wall in an art museum, and someone walked up and ate it.
Wow. Wait, not to put a timeline on when this episode was recorded.
Oh, no. I could have read this article.
It was artwork. It was $120,000 it sold for. It was just a banana taped to the wall. And then different performance artists went and ate it.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah.
What?
But also, supposedly, the banana was allowed to be replaced.
Yeah, so the artist said they can replace the banana or the tape as much as they want. So the art's really in the idea of the banana taped to a wall.
Mm-hmm.
I hate art so much.
Well, you haven't seen enough good art.
That's what people who like art say, and I just, like, I've been to so many museums, and I've never once been like, oh, yeah, this is the stuff.
I used to think
it can be
like,
that's
actually
pretty.
I mean, this is definitely a tangent, but I used to think that way until two separate events occurred. One, I took an art history class in college, and I finally saw some art that I actually liked that was good.
Sweet.
And then I went to the ICA much later.
Love the ICA.
And the ICA has just some weird and good stuff.
True.
Definitely worth checking out.
I'll wait till there's a good exhibit, and then, I mean, I personally think they're all good, but I'll wait till I find one that you would
There actually
appreciate.
Is a good thing going on right now.
Really?
We should get into
is
this off air. But, yeah, I'm going next.
Wait, is it the love one that looks like octopus and legs?
I saw it.
Yeah.
2 minutes. You get 2 minutes.
You get
in
2 minutes? Whoa. No.
I went there once. They had this sound garden. Wow, this is way off topic. All right. Anyway, it was a sound garden, and you would walk around in this thing. It was just instruments or like weird creations projecting sound, and so the melody and the tones that you hear as you walk around changed. It's really cool.
Hmm.
I wonder what monkeys would think about a sound garden.
Well, monkeys are just big people, so hypothetically, they'd still like art and
people.
Music.
Unless
oh yeah,
they're
both
unless they're a
smaller.
Gorilla, Harambe.
Oh my God, no! I'm turning this episode off right now.
Oh, I mean,
there's one way
to
celebrate him.
You first.
Let's have a moment of silence.
No, I refuse. I've been in improv scenes that referenced Harambe, and it sucked. I hate it so much. Any scene that is a meme, I'm not into it.
What? So, wait, how is it a meme? How is the scene meme?
Because people were saying R.I.P. Harambe and things like that.
Hmm.
Just feels bad to even say. Ugh. So stupid.
You don't want to respect him. You don't want to say RIP to him.
No, I don't.
You don't want him to rest in peace.
I wish he would not rest in peace. I wish he would have no peace.
I'm going to tell Harambe you said that.
Well, there's no justice and therefore no peace for Harambe.
There's no Justins?
There's no Justin.
No Justin, no peace.
That's what I've heard.
Wait, real life, I forgot who Harambe was, but this was super sad.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you mess around at the zoo. I feel so bad for monkeys at the zoo. I really do.
I know, they don't get a lot of space.
I mean, everything at the zoo, but yeah.
I mean, they do, some of them I understand, particularly when it's, when they're like trying to breed endangered species to make, give them more animals to right. not be endangered.
Right.
And then they do the release stuff. Or animals that were hurt.
Yeah. Zoos that do, you know, animal hospitals?
Animal husbandry. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought whatever. Husbandry was when you have yeah. animals mate.
Yeah,
isn't that what he's talking about?
No, I was talking about hospitals, but husbandry is a thing as well. is also a thing. You know, it's a separate, unrelated, but related. Unrelated, but related thing. Anyways.
Animal guys, husbandry, maybe it sounds like a long commitment.
Maybe.
Like a monkey.
Yeah.
Marriage. 20 to 40
well,
years.
I'll be a monkey's uncle.
Is that an expression?
It is.
What does it mean?
It means, like, well, I'll be, or, you know, I can't believe it.
Huh.
Or that's a shocking event that occurred.
I dare you to use that expression tomorrow.
I'll be a monkey's uncle?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I don't know when I will.
You wouldn't want to do it later today on Monkey Day?
You're right. I really screwed up. Okay. I have a lot of thoughts tonight? About next year.
What a...
Oh.
What?
I just want to know what you guys were doing tonight to celebrate.
Well, I always bake some monkey bread, and I really meant to bake it pre this hang to share, but I just was way too busy, so I might end up eating it all by myself, which is, it is what it is. But next year,
what is monkey bread?
Oh, so
this
good.
Is really embarrassing that you're asking us this
it
right
is,
now.
I'm actually appalled.
You basically okay, so you take like a cinnamon, or at least this is how my mom made it.
Mm-hmm.
You take a bunch of cinnamon rolls out of like a Pillsbury cinnamon roll container.
Right.
You chop it into, like, cubes, because you unroll it, and you chop it into cubes, and then you put it in a big bowl, and you shake it up with cinnamon sugar, and then you shake it all up together. Some people, like, do syrup in it, some people don't, whatever. Then you take it all, and you put it in a big, big container thing, and rebake it all that way, so it's got, like, extra cinnamon, extra sugar, extra deliciousness. You bake it up. Am I doing this the same way that you do it?
And then, if you want to really go ham on the sugar... You also make a little bowl of like syrupy goodness that you can then dip the little balls into.
Yeah,
does not sound good.
And there's also a glaze that comes on the cinnamon roll container, so you can put that on top after you bake it if you want.
I mean, it's a
and then dunk
situation.
It in the syrup.
Yeah,
it sounds.
This is a real thing. This is so good.
I mean, obviously, I believe you. I don't know why you're acting like I wouldn't. That just. Hey,
you just look disgusted. You look appalled.
Yes. I'm not actually disgusted. I think it would probably be very good. It just seems so decadent. I would try it, though.
It's
yeah.
very
hey,
decadent.
You know what? Next time you make that, hopefully today, you should share some. Well, actually, hopefully it's,
are we letting the people know that you're a vegan?
I can't go anywhere without being outed. Oh, this is terrible. No, we're not getting into this.
No, it's probably not vegan monkey bread. But I could ask Pillsbury.
You can do that, though. There's vegan cinnamon rolls.
Oh, yeah.
I've had a vegan cinnamon roll.
I guess.
On the note of animal justice, we should also all be calling and donating to some animal rights organizations specializing in the poaching of monkeys and the protection of their natural habitats.
I agree.
So that's also what I'll be doing tonight.
My typical Monkey Day celebration is actually back on the topic of art. I actually like to make a nice collage or some inspired painting, some sort of visual media art of a monkey, you know, and just hang it on my wall. I like to have something for the rest of the year.
Adorable,
little cutie.
I dress up like the man in the yellow hat, read some Curious George.
And where did you get that yellow hat suit?
Please do not say
Amazon.com.
No!
Don't support small business.
Oh no. Jeff Bezos better right, sponsor well, us now.
This is the last time you guys will be hearing from Justin. He is officially kicked out of
the canceled.
Justin only has been canceled. Everyone else is fine.
Yeah. I can't believe it. Jocktown.
Support local podcasts. Support local business.
Yeah, I mean, it's all because of you that the Curious George store was shut down.
Good.
If you just bought your yellow hat there.
If I see anyone else dressed as the man in the yellow hat, and I ask them where they got it from, if they do say Amazon, I'm going to say, you're fired from friendship. Mm-hmm. They don't even know me.
Yeah, but they're fired.
They're fired.
No friends allowed. No friendship allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Emily, have you said your tradition?
No. So I remember, so you know how people like get all their tinsel and like everything out for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
For Monkey Day, my mom has this like, it's like a little monkey sculpture thing that holds, it's wood and it's got like bendy arms. But the way that it's, the hands are designed, you can hang it on any like shelf or
is
whatever.
Is this the fancy Danish thing?
Oh, you know what this reminds me of?
I don't know if it's Danish.
Okay.
But you can hang it from any shelf, and it's really cool, and you can just, like, set it somewhere. It's sort of like the original Elf on the Shelf, but it was a monkey.
Did you guys ever have those barrel of monkeys that were, like, they had interlinking arms? I completely forgot about that until you made that arm gesture, which, listeners at home, you missed a beautiful
display. A good
display.
One. As I usually stand like this, like a crazy person.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
It is a cute little Danish monkey. I think it's Danish. Yeah, it totally is.
Hmm.
Yeah, those are adorable. Well, yeah. I wonder what the Danes do on Monkey Day.
Where'd my mom get that? We're not Danish.
Really enjoy it.
She's never been to Denmark.
Wow. As a gift?
We've had it literally since I was a baby. Like, I can visualize it. It's on the shelf next to the wooden ducks. This is a real thing, people.
I cannot wait to go meet your mom.
Yeah, I can't wait for you guys to meet my mom.
I can't believe you haven't met her mom yet.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I mean, we were born on the same day, so.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. In the same town. That's which wild. Which is really weird. But our moms weren't like, sup? Yeah. High five, walk away?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Wow.
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 My mom has a lot of Denmark things. Maybe she gave your mom the monkey. Maybe they do know each other.
Maybe
there was a Danish monkey salesman that went from door to door
selling Danish monkeys for good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe my mom got it when I was born because I was Year of the Monkey, and that's definitely a thing that she would do. And I'm gonna call her later and ask her about it.
Wow, can you let me know what she says?
This is just so wild.
Yeah. I'm familial discoveries happening.
Yeah, this podcast is really changing lives. Email us with your life-changing events that came about as the result of one of our episodes at holidayshowcast@gmail.com. Or tweet us, you know. Actually, that's an equally viable way, Holiday Showcast on Twitter, or at Holiday Showcast. Well, anyway, so I guess I'm plugging our stuff now. Also, anchor.fm/holidayshowcast. You can send us a video, or I mean not video, audio clip of your response to any of this or anything. Anything you want, and we'll put it on the air. Guaranteed. Whatever you send us, we'll put it out.
Well, not guaranteed, but within reason.
Yeah.
All right. Within reason, we'll put it out. But as determined by me, and I'm the one with the ultimate arbitration power, so it's going out. All right. Anyway, it's been it's December 14th. We're going to go out and celebrate. It's Monkey Day. I've been Alex.
Justin.
I've been Emily.
Still Julia.
And this is the Holiday Show. Happy Monkey Day, guys. Bye.
Bye.
See you later.